The stage is yours.
Thank you. I'm here for a quite short time. My head may not have switched completely to English. So if that happens, maybe someone of the audience can help me out. So my talk is about Fab Access. And in the last time I held a talk, people said to me, you need to tell more about Fab Access. So that's what I'll be doing. And first things first, wake up. Some color. What is Fab Access? For Fab Access, I'm a manager of a workshop in Berlin, in a university. And some people call me the product owner or the father of Fab Access. It's not really the case. I'll tell later why. Switching machines in a workshop sounds easy. You switch one bit on, machine is on, switch one bit off, reset the bit, and the machine is off. But it's not that easy. First thing, why do we need to switch off machines? In a workshop, you have two kinds of machines, the one who tear off parts of the body of the users if they do not now know how to use the machine, and the not so interesting ones who are not hurting people. And there are two kinds of people in your workshop. There are the ones who know how to clean up their place after they leave the workshop, and there are the ones who leave the mess to you. And if you need to get along with this combination of people and machines, you need to get some structure in the workshop. And I'm the only one working aesthetically in that workshop, so I'm not enough people to get structure and 30 people using the workshop, so I need support and I need the wonder of the digitalization. So I do not like good luck, have fun. That's why we began to work in Fab Access in 2019. I won't read all of that. These are requirements which are coming into software if you want to switch on machines and off machines. That's why it wasn't that easy. And next thing is we saw a lot of projects who began working in that area. But when we realized there are a lot of these a lot of these projects, I think the most of you know that XKCD. We tried to avoid that by becoming modular and switch some slides back and getting more than works for me. Technology readiness level 9, maybe some of you know what that means. And that's one more thing we wanted to reach. We wanted to reach the technical Grundlagen for federation in the future. Not right now, we'll get there in September this year, maybe. That's what it is, Fab Access. In the last talk, they said, talk about what is Fab Access, that's it. We have machines, we have users, and the machines can be switched on by the user, not by the manager of the Fab Lab, but the manager of the Fab Lab has the user database and the machine database and can say who was allowed to switch on which machine. And in the next step here, can see which one of the users switched on which machine in the last time, and that's it. We do not follow our users or make surveillance of what they are doing. We want to know who left that mess, and that's it. There are some perspectives which need to be implemented in such software. The first is the workspace manager. I won't read because time is running. For the workspace manager, the software we are implementing should fit into his workspace and not press his workspace into our software. That's one of the most important things for us. And for the user, it should be easy to use. And that's it. Fast and clear as at a, no, English word's missing. So that's how we approached to berücksichtigen. Well, you know what I mean. sorry. How to consider the wishes of the FabLab manager, yes, of me. I think it's too much text for 9 minutes. Are there some questions for that slide? I think the most important is the last one. Attaching new machines is easy via Python and Bash, because